With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Blessing, greetings, and love, Rastakura. How you doing?
Yes, the card of today, I'm over there. Bless and well, man.
Nice,
man,
nice.
It's good to be talking to you, you know.
It's great to have you here on Bob Radio, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Big up all the listeners, man, Bob Radio, you know. It's a good thing to be in this communication with the IV at the radio station, you know.
Yes, it's great to have you. Now, Rastakura, if no one's heard of you here in San Diego or our listening audience, who is Rastakura and where is Rastakura coming from?
Who is Rastakura and where does Rastakura come from?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a big question and with a simple answer.
Okay.
You know, Rastakura, as the name suggests, is a Rastaman.
Okay.
You know, from Jamaica, you know, Saint Anne to be exact. You know, I like to tell people that my birth spot in Saint Anne, you know, Concord District, yeah, Benzetan, all these areas are like an hour and a half drive from the birth spot of Bob Marley.
Okay.
You know, so we're from the mountain side of Jamaica, the hills.
Okay.
You know, so, yes, Rastakura is a hills man, a man from the hills, a man from the mountain. You know, with a poet. I'm a poet, a spoken word artist, you know, popular known as a dub poet, then a dub poetry artist from Jamaica. Because you know what happened? When the spoken word mixed with the reggae, it become dub poetry.
Okay.
And so Rastakura is one of the second generation of dub poets, the new generation of dub poets, because, you know, dub poetry become popular by a man like Muta Baruka,
Milton
Kwesi Johnson,
okay,
Gene Breeze, and, you know, Terry Natural and people like these. You know, Oko Onoro is the first person to say, okay, this form of music is known as dub poetry. But the person now that really take it international is man like Muta and Linton Kwesi Johnson.
Right.
But Muta will tell you that Linton Kwesi Johnson is really the man that made dub poetry really popular, especially in Europe and America. You know, Muta will tell you that, says Linton is the man that, you know, put it to the forefront at the earth and the ice banner.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
So, but you know, as the young generation of poets now, we see all of these people making their contribution towards the art that we practice now, and these people are known as the forerunners, you know, so we always observe and respect these people and know, say, yeah, they make the footprint out there. And I and I generation now is just here molding and making this change, or the change that we need to see. So in this whole spirit of the revival, the reggae revival that is coming out of Jamaica, you see the Protege, you see the Chronics, you see the Kabaka, you see the Janine. So within that whole reggae revival now, you have a dub poetry reviving at the same time. See, because now I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn, right, and I'm sitting next to my brethren, Rastatiba, who's also a dub poet from Brooklyn.
Okay.
See, not from Brooklyn, but from Jamaica, living in Brooklyn.
I understand.
Put it that way. And then we have a lot of other poets in Jamaica who have been rising up at this time. You have DYCR, who have been out there, seeing.
Long time. Dicer, DYCR has been out there for, like, probably 8 or 9, 10 years.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Richard Innocent, you have Stepper. seen, you have a lot of poets who is rising up.
I've seen the name Richie Innocent. I've seen Innocent, but I didn't know he was a dub poet. Okay, that's Irie, man. That's Irie. So
yeah, man.
So
Irie vibration. Dub poetry and the old reggae art form is moving at a different pace right now, and it's a very special time and a good time to for any youth or anyone that is practicing any form of is doing any form of art form, especially when it comes to the world sound. Whether you're a singer, you're a DJ, you're a poet. Now is the best time in Jamaica because of the old turn, you know, of the lyrical vibration or the musical vibration or the cultural aspect of the
yes. music. Yes, I think it's all coming to the front. It's all coming to the front.
Coming to the front right now.
It's all coming to the front right now, yeah.
Definitely. And dub poetry is no doubt evolving by that same momentum, you know. So as we just name out a list of the poets, then we can go through again, because you know we never mention a youth named Sheldon Shepherd of Nomads.
Okay,
Sheldon,
yeah.
Every scene, and you know, a whole lot of other ones are evolving and write up the thing. Yasa Safari
from a longer time. He's probably from the first generation with Muta and Lincoln Kwesi Johnson and Oko Nura. Like you were saying,
right.
Yeah.
Right,
So you're talking about like half a dozen prominent new generation dub poets coming out.
Right.
Wow, that is fantastic. I had no idea there were so many of you guys. So that is fantastic.
Definitely, and if the people want to see more of what is happening in dub poetry, or poetry and all, you know, there's an annual This Poem Words and Agro Festival.
Yes. And that's your festival. You're the founder of that festival, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And this festival have been here, you know, to bring all the poets, you know, to the forefront, so people can see these poets performing on an annual basis to an international audience. Because you know, this Poem Words and Agrofest has grown to become the most attended annual poetry festival in Jamaica and the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
Currently, as we speak. Yeah, so we know that it is a platform that have been exposing poets, and you know, it is there to galvanize.
How long have you been doing the dub poet
festival?
This Poem Festival.
All right, This Poem Words and Agro Festival was started out in 2011, making 2018 the 8th staging.
Okay.
So 2019 and the 28th of April 2019 will be the 9th staging of This Poem Words and Agro Festival.
One of the function
that This Poem Words and Agro Festival serve is to mobilize natural ital organic seeds, right? So
okay.
We invite the farmers to take their natural seeds and participate in seeds exchange, because we understand the danger and the deadliness of GMO,
right?
Genetically modified organism,
right?
You know, so we try to use the poetry to navigate that information and also provide the platform for the physical seeds exchange to take place, you know, and one of the things that I know is that when a seed is being genetically modified, it loses its ability to reproduce, you know.
Okay.
So we invite the farmers to take their third generation seeds, you know, their seed stock that they have,
right,
that they know that given them 3 or more crops before,
okay,
you know, and you know, we use the festival as a forum to mobilize organic seeds, our heirloom seeds across Jamaica and the world.
Wow.
So, yeah, so this is one of the purposes that the festival is serving, not just entertaining and edifying people, but also, you know, exchanging natural seeds.
Agricultural exchange. Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
So, which brings us to the next point, which is next thing you're famous for is the food war.
Yes, I.
The food war. So tell the masses about the food war.
Well, the food war, you know, the idea of food or the concept, it comes about because of all these modern things that exist around the culture of producing and preserving food, you know, in terms of the whole advent of GMO, you know, because we know that 25 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, we never have a problem with GMO. We never have, you know, situation where, you know, chemical poisoning is happening in here.
Yeah,
the world,
like, you know, glycophosphate like and Monsanto,
right,
and these types,
right,
of things.
Definitely. So food war is really here now to kind of shed a musical light, you know, and these things that is happening within the commercial production of food.
Right,
you know,
right.
So from seeds, the GMO seeds, to the chemical poisonous pesticides and insecticides and weedicides, you know, food war is here to kind of shed a light or give a particular information.
An awareness, a new awareness. More awareness.
That's right. And more awareness of these modern technology used in agriculture, you know?
Yeah.
So the album Food War,
yeah,
it's a 17-track album, you know, I always like to tell people that it's available on all music stores online, you know, and wherever we perform.
Good.
Try to have copies of the album available that people can get a physical copy signed, you know?
Right.
So we're looking forward to do a performance in San Diego at Club Kingston.
Yes.
You know, and that's the third of October.
Yes.
So the people can come out and come support the vibration. We will have copies of the album available there. And, you know, we're looking forward to do a great presentation to the people and share the love and share the joy and share the knowledge that we have, you know, because it's only knowledge alone can set us free. You know, so we have to share what we know.
So you have the Food War, compilation CD, and then you also have Runaway Slave and the next CD, right?
Yeah, Runaway Slave. Yeah, Runaway Slave is I think Runaway Slave is one of the second CDs that was composed by myself, Rastakura, Jinsu, and Neto, which is a group that was found. You know, I'm one of the founding members of Royal African Soldiers.
Right.
It's a group of dub poets from Jamaica. You know, so now we do work individually, occasionally, you know,
okay,
or on most occasions, but we still have special projects that Royal African Soldiers, you know, attend and take on. You know, so it's a movement, and that was one of the first or the second CD that we have compiled, you know, the Runaway Slaves, you know, from those times. So people who know Rastakura from Royal African Soldiers days, they will know about that compilation CD.
Excellent.
CD now, you know, when you make the step and become the Rastakura, you know, that people now know, you know, come out with the Food War album.
All right. You know? So you love working with people, but you're really working on your own, and you've worked all the major festivals in Jamaica: Reggae Sunfest, Rebel Salute, St. Mary Me Come
Yes.
From. Yeah?
Yeah, man. All the major festivals in Jamaica we have performed.
All right, so you hear that, people. So Rastakura will be in San Diego. He performs festivals. He's all over the place. So no matter where you're listening from, if you see Rastakura in your part of the state or your part of the country, go out and support Rastakura.
Yes.
Now, Rastakura, you have a brand new single coming out with Warrior
Yes,
King. Tell us about that.
Single. Yeah, Rastafari, with Warrior King. Yeah, I have a tune with Warrior King, which is entitled Open Arms.
Right.
You know, and Open Arms is a single from a compilation CD that was produced by some people in North America, I think.
Okay.
It's not North America. I think it's South America.
Okay.
Some countries in South America.
See, right.
It was produced, you know, and the track, I think is I don't remember how much tracks is on the album, but the track with me and Warrior King will be the promotional track for the album and also the director track for the album.
Wow,
you know, so,
that
you
the
know,
featured track out for the record. Wow, that's really a great work. That's really
definitely
great work.
And it's been out, and we ask the people to go out and get it. You can get it on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify. You know, wherever there's music online, you can go and get that single. Warrior King feature Rastakura, you know, and Chuck is open arms. And in the middle of saying this, I want to also say to the people that, you know, they can find Rastakura on all the social media, on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Excellent.
You know, my name spelled Rastakura. You know, so find
me
on Instagram, social media, you know, and keep the connection, you know. And, you know, we always let people know that, you know, Rastakura is music and poetry. And, you know, we're always available for the next bookings. You know, so if people want to reach out to I and I, the book for a show, the email is also rastakura@yahoo.com, you know.
Beautiful. Takura, it's been a pleasure and a joy talking to you. Been enlightened, learned a lot talking to you. And we love the work that you're doing. Well, we wish you more success.
Sir.
We're going to be playing Open Arms right here after the interview, here on the station.
Thanks,
and then it'll be part of the interview and everything. So we're going to keep on supporting you and look forward to your show here in San Diego coming up a couple Wednesdays from now. So
definitely.
We will see you then, you know.
Yeah,
we'll say more life and more love, you know.
Carlos, man. Yeah, man, more life and more love, man. And give thanks for the people. Give thanks for the support that we have always been getting from the people and the love that we have been getting from the people of San Diego in particular, because I've done a couple of performances in that area and the responses have been very great. And really give thanks for the love, you know.
Give yeah, man.
The love, you know?
That's awesome. So we say enough respect, Rastakura.
Yes, yes, DJ Carlos. Big up Carlos Culture. Rastafari, yeah. Club Kingston. Rastakura coming through on Wednesday, the 3rd of October. Looking forward. Live band style.
Boom.